Morning, y'all. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. Big data on this on the docket this morning is going to be PCE data. That's certainly going to be readily awaited. It comes out around 8:30 Eastern time, so keep an eye out for that. In terms of performance for the last 24 hours, mostly green day across the board. S&P 500 just up over a half a percent or so, but big gainers were international equities and gold. Each were up just under about 2% or so. Developed markets up just over 1%. Towards the downside, the US dollar was down about 20 bips. It is the last day of January, so we'll take a look at where we stand as we move into February there. S&P 500 and other kind of domestic equities towards the middle of the pack. Productive month, all things considered. And we know what we say about January. As goes January, so goes the rest of the year, as kind of the old adage for the January barometer. So barring a pretty poor day today, S&P 500 shoe in to close green for the month of January. It's going to be a positive. Gold, developed markets, EFA representative up there, about 5.8%, rounding out the top three, the Dow Jones. And towards the downside, the US dollar, only name landing in the red after a bit of an exhale for the month. Next, talking about gold, and we mentioned it as the biggest winner over not only the last 24 hours, but the last month as well, moved up higher on its default chart, posting a fourth consecutive buy signal there at now at 2820. So again, constructive action that we've seen. Rates have moved a little bit lower. That's going to send one, fixed income up, and then two, lower hurdle rate or lower opportunity cost for owning some precious metals. So that's typically a tailwind for precious metals in general. Yeah, so take a look. Really not too much else to say here. 2740 could be a point to watch. That's a point we were at just a few days ago. So keep an eye on that point if you are looking at gold. Next, EFA, next kind of positive gainer for the last 24 and the month. Continued higher, even despite that, remaining on two consecutive sell signals on its default chart at a chart reading of 80. So we're looking for action at or above 81, and then further looking to challenge kind of some multi-year highs around the low 80s. It's kind of been a difficult point to get past, around 82 to 84 or so over the course of the last 3 years. Towards the downside, looking towards 75 and 74, also around that general area is going to be that bullish support line down below. So if we do get a bit of a pullback for developed markets, that would be the spot that I'm watching. Consider that alert button for them. Next, just talking about some earnings. Apple was, of course, the big one yesterday after close. They're up about 3 or so percent at the time of this recording there, around 7:40 on Friday. They are a strong five for fiber, but we have seen some consolidation for Apple. You know, when you look at the rest of the Magnificent Seven, where does Apple, you know, sit in terms of recent action? Not quite as productive as others, down about 5% so far this year. But point being, still a technically strong five for fiver. Nice support offer below 216, 220. Strong earnings report for them as well, at least a strong reaction to the earnings report, sending them up pre-market. Just taking a look there at the top of the trading band, the kind of older resistance around 260 there for Apple as a point to kind of look towards as we move into February. Of course, not going to get there this morning or anything, but you know, looking towards that in the kind of near to intermediate. Next, a couple different stocks. ExxonMobil, XOM, is a two for fiver. They report this morning. Technical picture is somewhat bleak, right? Earnings or energy in general, excuse me, has been kind of a recent mover, but hasn't necessarily led to super long-term relative strength. That's kind of a unprofessional way to put it, but you get the idea. Remains on a sell signal and in a negative trend. Plenty of overhead resistance at the top of this kind of range that we've been in really since the back half or start or so of 2023. So could look to see the kind of the in between to one the 110 to 120s or so look to be a point of resistance. Again, that's also where that bearish resistance line up above is. Next is going to be AbbVie, ABBV. They are a three for fiver, so technically acceptable. Kind of similar sector ranking around the kind of middle half of that option. Technical picture is not quite so strong here. Two consecutive sell signals off the back of a kind of quasi triangle looking pattern here at that sell signal there at 170. Excuse me. They also report earnings this morning. But again, looking towards some resistance around that 184 to 182 range towards the upside and towards the downside 170, and then ultimately kind of some December lows from around 164 for AbbVie. Next, talking about Deckers Outdoor, DECK. They're big movers this morning. They are a 5 for 5er, but they're down about 12, 13% at the time of this recording. So, again, technical pictures is quite strong. We'll have to see where the dust settles in terms of relative strength perspectives and things like that. But of course, a big reaction off of earnings is going to send this one probably tumbling past some notable support on its default chart. So, keep an eye out on Deckers if you have exposure this morning. Next is going to be Fun Friday. So talking about Fun Friday, where I help you through different parts of the platform, make sure everything is smooth. This one's actually going to be on whatever chart that you want. So we'll head on back to Deckers. But over the last week or so, we implemented this cool pin feature. Now at the bottom of the screen, if my little control panel for Zoom isn't in the way, you should see this kind of scrolling ticker bar. Now we preloaded a couple of indices on there for you. But this pin feature up in the top right, if you click that, your page will reload. And then once you see that, you can see on the scroll feature, Deckers is going to be there. So this is a customizable option. You can fit that or put on whatever you want. If you want to put on a model, if you want to put on an ETF, an index, whatever it is, you can throw whatever you want down here and it'll scroll throughout the day. Okay, that's going to do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good weekend, a safe weekend, and David will be back on Monday.